104. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report shows Colorado's children's food security and climb from poverty lost ground during the pandemic. The annual Kids Count report also shows school enrollment fell more than 3%. Erica Minowattle is with the Colorado Children's Campaign, which recommends more federal money to help kids without internet access.
Targeting those dollars to address the fact that access to public education was not the same across the board for all kids.
Fewer children got the vaccines they need to attend school last year, largely because of the pandemic. It made access to health care harder. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
With the exception of hepatitis B, immunization rates for the 7 vaccines required to attend school fell among the state's kindergartners. Rates for polio and varicella vaccinations fell below 90%. Statewide rates also fell in Colorado child care facilities. There, coverage was at or above 93% among vaccines. Health officials say inoculation protects children from preventable diseases like the mumps, whooping cough, or chickenpox. Many younger children are still not eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine, though officials say approval could come later this year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Several Republican political strategists have been accused of trying to influence the state's redistricting process without registering as lobbyists as required by law. A Democratic attorney has filed a complaint. CPR's Benta Berkland explains redistricting commissioners are open to hearing from lobbyists. They just want to know who they are.
Even if you're registered, it doesn't discount your testimony. I mean, they still want to hear from people. And a lot of times, you can be a lobbyist and have a lot of expertise and political knowledge, and that's why you're working for a political party. So that can add value to your testimony before the commission.
One of the men named in the complaint tells CPR his organization has followed the rules on lobbying the redistricting commission. Part of Interstate 25 will close overnight for a paving project just north of Monument. The project continues for the next 3 nights. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.